today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Late 70s, early 80s music. Jim Patrick and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in an absolutely glorious Montrose in Scotland. I had a lovely walk along the beach this morning. Sun is shining. What more can you ask for? So on to my February new music picks. It's been a wonderful month this month, February. As I predicted last month, the last dinner party's Prelude to Ecstasy went to number one in the UK. All the dates they've advertised in the UK are now sold out, and they're also doing an extensive tour of the US. Check them out. There is a new album out from the Snuts called Millennials. It's great. They've actually branched out and gone onto their own label, and part of the reason for that was the amount of pressure they get from music executives to make new content on social media, and they said that's not what is important, it's the music. So let's never forget that. There's a new single came out from Incubus, the first one in 4 years, called Echo. It was really great, really like Incubus. And then just at the end of the month, UK songstress Kat Burns has brought out a new single called Alone, which again is fantastic. So on to my actual picks. I've got two and a play-out song, if you would, please. The first is a single from the Cambridge-based band Mammoth Penguins. It's called Species. It's their first single since 2019. They've had three previous albums out. I think the audience will like this. Emma Cooper, the lead singer, reminds me a bit of Liz Stokes from The Best. So for me, that's quite high praise, because I absolutely adore The Best.
Between 200 and 2,000 species go extinct each year. I'm not that special, but I'm still here. I don't mean to humble brag, just trying to make it clear. If you don't like this, it wasn't my idea. I'm the most important person to three people, and that's a lot. I don't have much, but it's something to learn everything the hard way, and that takes time. At every stage I've been behind. Late to the party, last in line, but the wisdom I've learned, that's all mine. I've always felt love and warmth around me, but I've never felt seen. I guess that's why I crave so much validation.
The second pick is from the Leeds-based all-girl group Venus Girls. That's girls spelt with no I and three R's in it. It's called Divine. It's a great sound. They're a really good sort of indie/rock band. It's their eighth single in the last 3 years. They've never had an album out, and I'm hoping that there will be one this year. They're really worth checking out.
Thank you. Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for February new music. First up is the band Florence Black. They are from Wales. I first discovered this band a few years ago on Spotify when they did a cover of Budgie's Bread Fan. Their latest album is called Bed of Nails. They describe their music as modern heavy metal with a little mix of grunge. It has a lot of melodic parts to their music. The first few songs on the album are very heavy, then it kind of slows down in the middle. I know it gets heavy again. And the song I like best on the album is one of the slower, lighter songs. This song easily could have been a song covered by one of the like hair metal bands of the 80s. The song is called Look Up. My second pick is the band Mother Trudy. They are from Oslo, Norway. Their latest album is called Abyss Road. Their music is described as a combination of the classic rock from the 70s and the hard rock of the 80s with a modern touch. And the song I like for you to play is called Streetlights. I'd say after listening to the song, like the beginning, it has kind of a Thin Lizzy sound to it.
Seems like right, folks, that was Mother Trudy right there doing Streetlights, pick from Sonny Varney. And we really appreciate Sonny's contributions, and Roger, too, of course. And you may have heard the phrase, folks, that goes something like this: great minds think alike. I found it to be true with great musical minds as well. Two of those being Sonny Varney and Roger Grace. Now, both of them had sent in a playout pick. And since serendipity brought them together on this episode, I think we'll play them both. So we'll hear Sonny Varney's playout pick right now, and then we'll go to Roger Grace.
And before I close, I'd like to give you an honorable mention pick. The artist is called Jack J. Hutchinson. He's a London-based blues guitarist, and his latest album is called Battles, and a song I'd like for you to play is called Constellations. As always, Jim Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Keep listening to Suburbs Rock Radio, and until next month, goodbye for now.
And then for my playout pick, it's been a fantastic month for soundtracks and films. I went to see the Bob Marley film. That was amazing. Haven't seen him on his very last UK date way back in 1980. It was quite an emotional experience. But before that, I went to see the wrestling film, The Iron Claw, all about the Von Erich family. The soundtrack for that is absolutely amazing. It's packed full of late 70s, early 80s music. But the song that really stuck in my head, which I had to check out and found it's an original composition, was the playout song called Live That Way Forever. It's fantastic 70s. It's by Richard Ree Parry, who made the soundtrack, along with Little Scream and the Bar Brothers. It really is a great song, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you put it on as a playout. That's all for me for this month. So as usual, so long, farewell, goodbye, and take care, everyone. We'll be right back.
myself off the road. I woke up and I feel it's getting harder to stay. But I've got a vice grip on my future and I'm tougher than pain. Hold your head up.
Great minds think alike.